Well, Eamon, I suppose the game this week has been a little bit overshadowed and by the news of the injury picked up by Owen Bourne. A big blow.
Big blow, surely, Tom. It's a big blow because he's just such a big influence in the Donegal team and what he brings to the game and the direction they've taken now under Declan Bonner. And you know, Owen Bourne has been integral to that. You know, personally, he'll be gutted because he's missing out on the business end of the season. But you know that the team just have to regroup. Like that's what it's all about. That teams are going to get the injuries like that, and you know you can't feel sorry for yourself all week. They'll be disappointed for the first wee while and just pick themselves up and go at it. And, you know,
what effect does an injury like that coming so soon before a game? What effect does it have on the squad?
You know, that's the thing. Like, you just have to pick it up. You just have to get on with it. And unfortunately for Owen Bourne, like, come, you know, Sunday evening or whatever time we go out to play Kerry, you know, Owen Bourne's going to be forgotten about. And he'll have to be forgotten about for the time being. Like, it's devastating for him. And, you know, it's hard to take. But you just can't feel sorry for yourself. And the team can't feel sorry for himself. And you can't dwell on it. You just have to push on. And, you know, Donegal are at a level now where they're probably in the top five teams in the country, and they just have to be cutthroat about it and just move on.
Who's the likely replacements, as you see at your own club? And Darragh Boyle, obviously, is there thereabouts. Keelan Ward is another. Obviously, people might even talk about Frank Midlain. Let me switch it around, talk about Eamon Doherty as well. Who do you see coming in?
Yeah, no, but personally, I think Darragh will not be far away. You know, Darragh probably didn't get himself justice when he came on against me, so you know that might affect the decision whether who to replace Owen Bourne with. Keelan Ward is in the running, and then you just go with the tried and trusted and just hope Frank can deliver it for a game. Personally, you know, I'd love to see Frank in, but you just don't, we don't see them about training and what they're able to bring and all that. I'd just love to see Frank in for that influence, for that kind of that role he's going to bring in. I'd say they're going to need that wee bit of protection in the back, and you know Frank's going to sit about the house and give that protection. Yeah. But it just depends. It's the boys and the management team that know best. And
well, they need a player with pace, obviously, like Owen Bourne, that can mount a counter attack and go forward.
Yeah, and you know, like there's going to be pace in the team. There's going to be Jamie Brennan. There's going to be Paddy. There's going to be plenty of pace, Ryan, plenty of pace in that team already. But you're also going to have protection at the back. You know, you can't go the route that Mayo went and just leave the lads one-on-one at times and around that full forward line with Clifford and Guinea and these lads. You know, you're just going to have to give protection.
Yeah. Is that a decision now that Declan Bourne will have taken pretty soon afterwards, and you know, get it sorted and maybe told the player that's coming in maybe yesterday or at least this morning that they're going to be in?
Yeah, like, listen, Declan will have a plan as soon as that happens. The whole thing just shifts into gear. Owen Bourne's injured. The whole thing just moves. And by, I'd say, the following evening, they'll know who's going to fill that role and who's going to, you know, do the job. And, you know, it's just about matter of getting that information to the player and letting them know this is what you're about. If he's given a role, be it man-marking or, you know, be it covering in front of the full back line or just getting forward, getting back, then they'll know long before they go out to play the game.
Yeah, and probably the rest of the team need to know as well, especially the rest of the defence.
Yeah. You know, you have to kind of legislate for who's going to be playing about you. I don't necessarily believe that it's really important that who's coming in, but I think that the individual himself needs to know, and he needs to know that there's a big game coming, and it's important for his preparation too, mentally prepared for the Croke Park game. And maybe not so much a team, but it's important individual.
This is a game kind of build where Donegal are going to find out really where they're at, because there is a general feeling that they haven't really been challenged or tested yet. And it's a similar story with Kerry. Is that how you see it?
No, not necessarily. I think that Donegal are there on merit. They've been tested. They've played Tyrone. They've played Fermanagh. They've played Meath. And they've all come out the good side of that test. They've played Cavan. There's a lot of talk about Cavan coming into the Ulster final. They've put them away. A lot of talk about Tyrone, this new game plan and this new dimension they're playing. They've put them away. Meath were an up-and-coming team, and people think going into that game that Meath would have been easy, you know, cannon fodder, and it definitely wasn't the case. You know, Meath are building. They're probably not in that top bracket yet, but they're building towards it. They were always going to be difficult. So Donegal have done it, but the challenge is now they're going to the Dublin, Mayo, Kerry, Tyrone. Tyrone have gone and lifted it again, and you know the challenge is now to just keep building. They can't just be happy with what they've done throughout the season. They have to keep building and building.
And a win tomorrow would really put them in a great position, wouldn't it?
Yeah, a win tomorrow, and you know Mayo are not guaranteed to get out of, you know, get out with a result against Meath, and you know Mayo are in a dangerous spot, and they get the 2 points. So if Meath beat Mayo and we manage to put Kerry away, you know, then we're qualified, and you know we can go into that last game down in Castlebar, rest a few lads, to be tired bodies, and just give a few lads a bit of game time and just go hell for leather, and probably looking like it'll be Tyrone if Donegal manages to top the group, and or Dublin if they come second. So either way, it's going to be a challenge, and it's just about building. We get the results tomorrow. It's about building for that semi-final.
And tell me, do you think we're capable of getting the result tomorrow?
We are more than capable of getting the result. I think there's a lot read and written about Kerry that, you know, they're suddenly world beaters again. And, you know, we have to go to that Mayo game and look at Mayo and see how poor they were. And, you know, how much they played into Kerry's hands and made the Kerry defence look good. And, you know, we all know the Kerry forwards are as good as what's about. There's probably the best forward unit in the country. But again, there's an issue there with the Kerry defence, and I just don't think Mayo took advantage of it, and they played right into their hands. And I think that Donegal will be that wee bit smarter. Like, we're so well coached, as some that stood out all year. The coaching points and how they've started to sink in, and how well they're playing, and how smart Donegal are playing. And I think, if there's weaknesses there, it's going to be Donegal can get at them.
And I suppose the best way to hold the Kerry attack is to deny them possession, I suppose. So the midfield sector, I know in all games is very important, but it's crucial tomorrow, would it be?
Crucial tomorrow, especially with David Moran has had a massive game last weekend, and it's someone who thought, you know, he wasn't going to get to the level that he used to bring, and you know, he suddenly delivers that against Aidan O'Shea. And, you know, he's going to have a big game. And he just loves that direct ball. He just loves getting the ball into the lad. And, you know, Jason McGee or Michael, whoever it is out there, is going to have a big job of just trying to negate that influence. And, you know, that's what it's all about. You can mark as tight as you want in the inside full back line, but if they're getting quality ball, there's no defenders able to stop that.
We struggled a bit in the middle of the field last week for a while against Meath.
Yeah, but Meath are physical too. Like Meath, you're going to expect that. And I think, you know, we came out on top in the end, and that's what always going to be the case, and it'll be the case tomorrow where Kerry will get their, you know, wee purple patch in Donegal. Hopefully, you just got to keep battling away and just keep the head down, refuse to accept defeat, and just keep going.
And of course, obviously, a lot of experience now at playing in Croke Park with the likes of Michael Murphy and Neil, your brother, among others. You know, obviously, quite a lot of experience in there as well. And that probably stands to Donegal too.
Yeah, that'll stand to Donegal. You know, that experience and the big day, and you know, most of them lads now have been about. That's the good thing about the lads that are knocking about and breaking into the team, that they're used to winning, they're used to, you know, getting to Croke Park, and this is all just a natural thing for them. And, you know, I don't even think it'll be Croke Park will be mentioned in terms of influence. It's just about getting there, getting the job done, and getting out again.